Now, on any other day, bookstores would long have been closed by 1 a.m. in Prague, but not last Saturday, July the 21st, when the final instalment of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series went on sale. Hundreds of readers, many of them dressed as their favourite characters, counted down the final minutes before they got their hands on a copy of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Jan Vellinger has the details.
Friday evening in Prague was, of course, one of excitement, not just for regular weekend revelers, but this time also for Harry Potter fans, who gathered at a number of the city's Czech and English language bookstores to pick up their copies of the seventh and final installment of the world's most famous children's series. All were most certainly anxious to find out how it would all wrap up, as wizard Harry Potter, also known as the Boy Who Lived, finally came of age and faced his arch-enemy Voldemort. Yasmina Dordevicheva is a past owner of one of the city's best-known English-language bookshops. She told me that when it came to coming out one last time for Harry on Friday, she simply couldn't resist.
I was very curious to see how the saga will end, and I wanted to see how the crowd would react on actually the ending of Harry Potter. I was also quite curious to see how many people or how much does the audience change from children to adults, and it was just out of curiosity mainly. Prague was well prepared this year for the Harry Potter. I think in many of the bookstores they had a special event for the opening night. Selected bookstores had a special program that was celebrating the end of the saga, and it was some people came as dressed as characters, and they wanted to read the book as soon as possible.
Of course, a lot of people have grown up with the Harry Potter series. Do you know about, say, any Czechs that started reading the series, say, in Czech and are finishing the series in English?
Yes, actually, I know quite a lot of people who started with the Czech version because, like, when the book came out, the Czech translation was very much, very quickly done, and they were just hooked. I think like 70% of the Czech people cannot wait for Czech translation anymore, at least from my experience, that they just cannot wait for the book to be published in Czech, but they rather read it in English so that they can find out even earlier what are Harry's adventures and how the book ends.
The media has reported in the past that many of those same Czech readers then traditionally return to the Czech translation for good measure, and with Deathly Hallows, reaction is expected to be similar. For those who are waiting impatiently for the Czech release, well-known Potter translator Pavel Medek has already reportedly secluded himself away from the public eye and is no longer answering phone calls from, well, from muggles. He will no doubt be anxious himself to learn if all his favorite heroes, especially Hogwarts gamekeeper Hagrid, survive. The Czech edition of Hallows is expected to be released in early 2008.